auditioning the choirs, and then next month
December.
We start voting, yes, and then on the 31st of December we crown the best singing group.
Amazing,
and
amazing.
They walk away or drive away with 100,000 kwacha cash.
What a way to end 2026. I know, Mr. Luchuna, it's just the beginning of you. I think you came last week on Lifestyle to give Vironzeme Beat. You've got other interviews on different shows, and they'll be giving us more details relating to that. But hey, as you are in this registration period, wishing you all the very best, and thank you very much for partnering with Radio Christian Voice for this noble cause.
Yeah. We appreciate Christian Voice, and we're grateful for this opportunity.
That is the station manager for CBC Television, and television talking about the battle of the choirs. That's Mr. Lutuna right here on Radio Christian Voice. Coming up the news later. An artist is joining me who'll be live on our Facebook page.
My name is Wana Kasoka and I love Zambian beat.
Government admits lack of preparedness on load shedding. Government procures 6-month injectable ARV. And dozens charged with treason as Tanzania faces turmoil after disputed election. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chiloba. Vice President Talina Lumango has admitted that government did not adequately prepare for the challenges facing the energy sector, leading to the current electricity crisis. Mrs. Nalumango says government also failed to anticipate the rapid population growth and expansion of industries, which have significantly increased power demand. Speaking during the Vice President's question time in the National Assembly today, Mrs. Nalumango said that even if the country's hydropower plants were operating at full capacity, Zambia would still face a power deficit due to the growing energy needs driven by economic expansion. The country has been overly dependent on hydropower, which has made the nation vulnerable to electricity shortages caused by the effects of climate change, said Mrs. Nalumango. The Vice President assured the nation that government is taking steps to address the crisis by halting power export contracts and investing more in alternative energy sources to stabilize supply. Mrs. Nalumango also clarified that Zambia is not exporting electricity for commercial gain to Zimbabwe and Botswana, but rather settling power debts owed to those countries. She added that through these arrangements, Zambia is also regaining some power in return.
But what are we doing other than importing power to try and help the situation? We are also working on solar as alternative power generation using solar. We are out. Please participate. It is also free access. We are working on that. Solar, already the biggest we know today is Chisamba. But there are many others. But we are also using thermal. That's why we are expanding Mamba.
Minister of Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development, Charles Minupi, has attributed the congestion at Mungule's 10 Miles Junction to several factors, including the absence of physical barriers separating detours from the main road, causing motorists to frequently merge onto the main carriageway. Mr. Minupi explained that to manage the situation, government through the Road Development Agency, RDA, in collaboration with the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA, the Zambia Police and independent experts, have strengthened the implementation of the traffic management plan. He said measures include the installation of gravel barriers between detours and the main road to ensure vehicles remain on designated routes, improved road signage, and the deployment of additional flagmen to guide motorists. Presenting a ministerial statement in the National Assembly today, Mr. Milupi further revealed that dedicated enforcement teams from RATA, the Zambia Police, and the RDA have been stationed along the construction stretch to manage traffic flow. He added that three heavy-duty tow trucks have been provided by both the concessionaire and RATA to quickly remove broken-down vehicles, while alternative routes such as Zangazanga Road are being graded to facilitate local traffic movement. With enhanced traffic management measures now in place, the concessionaire has accelerated the pace of works, and it is projected that the section between 6 miles and 10 miles will be completed by the end of November 2025, said Mr. Milupi. The minister assured the public that once this section is completed, traffic flow will substantially improve even as construction continues along other parts of the project. Mr. Milupi further disclosed that the Ndola Dual Carriageway project had reached approximately 6% completion as of October 2025.
Regarding the progress of the Lusaka-Ndola Dual Carriageway project as a whole, the works have reached approximately 61% completion as of October 2025. The government remains confident will maintain this momentum and deliver the project within the agreed timelines. Madam Speaker, the government is fully aware of the inconvenience being experienced by motorists and the travelling public due to the ongoing works.
The Ministry of Health has announced that the Zambia Medicines Regulatory Authority, ZAMRA, has approved a six-month injectable antiretroviral, ARV, lenacapavir for HIV prevention. Speaking during a joint press briefing, Minister of Health Elijah Muchima explained that the lenacapavir is administered once every 6 months and provides protection from HIV infection for the same duration. Dr. Muchima commended ZAMRA for their timely intervention in the regulatory approval, noting that clinical trials were conducted in the development of the drug. Meanwhile, Minister of Health Elijah Muchima said government has procured 44,000 doses of the drug, with 80,000 and 10,000 coming from various partners to be made available. Dr. Muchima highlighted that with about 30,000 HIV infections being recorded among its adolescent girls and women, this move is therefore important to curb the vice. The availability of this drug gives hope to people who cannot take daily oral tablets of HIV, as well as expectant mothers, Dr. Muchima stated. Dr. Muchima also added that 9 districts have been affected with cholera. He revealed that Mpulungu, Chisama, Mbala, Kitwe, Pika, Masaiti, Ndola, Kaputa and Senga Hill recorded a total number of 525 cases since August 2025. Dr. Muchima underscored government's commitment in ensuring that quality healthcare services are provided to the people.
We are seeing a lot and there is serious control. With this on board, we are not encouraging the plan to care. And sister smiles. Yes, it's good to protect yourself. When you see crowds, you have to carry a raincoat. You know it's going to bite you. Zambia has become one of the first two countries about to make this important announcement.
Opposition Democratic Union President Akim Jovu has warned that prolonged power outages will lead to increased alcohol consumption, potentially creating more drunkards. Mr. Njovu said the reduced power supply by ZESCO, which currently averages 3 hours of electricity per day, has crippled both businesses and households. He noted that while some areas of Lusaka are enduring over 24 hours of load shedding, others have reportedly gone up to 72 hours without power, despite ZESCO's any assurance of a 3-hour daily supply. Mr. Njovu observed that the frequent blackouts have forced many residents to spend more time in bars, where they can access electricity to charge their phones and other electronic devices. When one takes a drive around town, people are drinking as early as 10 hours while charging their phones or laptops, as bars have now become offices for many people, said Mr. Njovu in a statement issued to RSV News in Osaka today. He also said that the prolonged power outages have affected essential services such as water supply in several communities around the capital city. Meanwhile, Mr. Njovu expressed sympathy with citizens who have suffered business losses due to the lack of electricity. He said many small and medium enterprises have been forced to shut down, contributing to rising unemployment and crime rates in some parts of the country. Mr. Njovu emphasized the need for Zambia to diversify its energy sources